Well, my son, Trey, my oldest son, he stopped playing because he had one too many concussions, you know. And let me say this right here. It starts with Pop Warner football. When you have people with no knowledge of the game, for whatever motives, don't get me wrong, I got respect for y'all, Pop Warner dads and Pop Warner moms, but I went by just the other day, rolled by and was watching them the kids practice, and I'm looking at the coaches, and I'm looking at the parents, and I started to give some advice, but I just walked away. Because they ain't gonna know what I'm talking about. They ain't gonna understand. And I gave some advice. And I said, don't tell the coach what to do. Suggest that he do it like this. And this dude was way over in the left field with something else. And so I'm saying in my mind, if you're not gonna teach kids how to tackle properly in Pop Warner, and you're not gonna teach them how to tackle properly in middle school, and then you start worrying about it in high school, it's a little bit too late. And even in high school, you can still make the big play without getting kicked out of the game, you know, leading with your head or knocking a kid out or hitting a kid in the head. By the time you get to college and they start trying to help these kids master the skill of tackling, a lot of them get hurt just learning how to tackle for the first time, because you're running into grown men by the time you get in college. You're running into grown men. So my thing is, I think we should get away from whether somebody winning or losing in junior high and in below, because to get into fundamentals, get into the basic skills of tackling, the basic skills of teaching a kid how to tackle, the basic skills on blocking, the basic skills on catching, the basic skills on toting the ball right, then you would have a safer game. And by the time they get to college or to the NFL, it's just second nature. See, but you're not going to have that because, number one, you got males out there with big egos who want to tell me how many Pop Warner championships they won. And then you got organizations that are making money. As long as you're making money, they don't care about your kid. So you are not smart enough to know that they're hurting your kid. And they get a concussion, all they say, oh, just too bad, and they pat them on the head. But the hardest concussion to get is the first one. And then the second one. And after that, they're easy. The third one, the fourth one, the fifth one. Sometimes you'll have them and won't even know it.
Now, for those who've never had a concussion, what are you talking about when you say a hard one versus an easy one?
Okay, like you can fall on the ground, bump your head, and you'll get up sometime and you'll be like, oh, that didn't hurt. You see little light, bright lights. Believe it or not, that's a slight concussion. But you got up, shook it off, then you get one where it hits and you lose it for a while. You know, you just lose it for 30 seconds to a minute, 2 minutes. That was kind of a hard one too. But that one where you don't come back is probably that third or fourth one. When somebody hits you upside the head, you get in a little scuffle or something, somebody hits you upside the head, you just can't remember nothing for 3, 4, 5 minutes. And after that, it ain't going to take much for you to start seeing them stars or start forgetting things. In the worst case scenarios, contemplating suicide, because you never know where you're at and you're insecure. So when my son decided to start playing football for the University of Texas, I was happy. And I was even more proud of the University of Texas when they told him that, hey, we'll honor your scholarship.